Special Mazel Tov to Yosef on his engagement. Baruch Hashem, we're racking up the Chasanim. Oh, and a new member, look at that. Old member. A new old member. All right. You want to be part of the school also this year? Sorry? Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, great. Okay, we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Zayin. So, we discussed last time the opinion of the Riva and Rabbeinu Baruch, and now we're going to talk about the Rash. Now, the Shita of the Rash. Now, last time, as we mentioned, that the reason for the Rash being Mako is because Isura Beruba Isa. However, that's what we're going to talk about right now. Don't worry. So, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, when the Rama cites the Rash, he seems to refer to a different Svara. What Svara does he say? Lo machzikinan iser. So what is the correct interpretation of the Rash? And is this a second opinion, or we should say, I guess, a fourth opinion, or is this just a third opinion? So this is a machlokas. The Rash, the idea, this lashon of lo machzikinan iser, comes from the Maharai in Hagar Sharidura, and it's cited in the Darkei Moshe Sifkat and Gimel. And the reason why we're lenient is because mishum chshasha ein lasor misafek, or lo machzikinan iser. The simple reading sounds like this is actually a different reason, and this is the way the Minchas Yaakov klal nun osvav learns the Rama. This is not the Rash. The Rash says it's mutter because of Isura Beruba Isa, and therefore it would require a rov. And the Rama is being made go for a different reason based off of the Maharai, Lo Machzikinan Iser. However, if you look at the Darkei Moshe himself, the Darkei Moshe writes explicitly that this Maharai is Kisvaras Harash, meaning to say the Rama did not seem to understand that these are two distinct reasons. Lo machzikinan iser, because Isura Beruba Isa. These aren't two separate reasons, it's the same reason. And if you look at the Taz, Os Dalad, and the Gra, Os Dalad, they also say the same thing. Even though the Lashon of the Rama doesn't necessarily sound this way, really this is based off of the Rash, and therefore will only be mutter if in fact the Svara of Isura Beruba Isa is Shayach. Now, if you look at the Rama in the Torah Chatas, he has additional reasons for leniency besides those stated explicitly in the Rishonim, and these are also cited in Shach Sifkat and Aleph. One reason that the Rama writes is based off of Safek Derabanan Lekula. Just like in Simen Tzadi Ches, we said that we're Mekel if Nishbach, so too we could be Mekel here because Safek Derabanan Lekula. Now, the question is, why is this Safek Derabanan? This should be a De'oraisa issue. Tan Ke'ikar is De'oraisa. Presumably, the squid or the shrimp or whatever type of tummy fish we're talking about tastes different than whatever kosher fish you have here. So why is this being compared to Min B'mino? It should really be compared to Min B'she'eno Mino. That is basically the Shach's question. Now, within the Rama, perhaps you could answer that the reason why this is only a Dirabanan Shaila is because, as we noted last time, the issue here, at least in the case of Dag Tame, is only based off of Hanan. If you don't hold of Hanan Bishari Surim, then it's going to be Mutter. Why there's Shishin Kenega B'Yasir? And therefore, the whole Shaila is out Hanan Bishari Surim. And though it's true that there might be a Tosfos that holds Hanan B'Shari Surin as Deraisa, the mainstream view, which is certainly accepted by the Rama, is that Hanan B'Shari Surin is only Derabanan. And therefore the Rama says that you could be Mekel here because of Safek Derabanan Lekula. It's only Asur Mederabanan because it's based off of Hanan B'Shari Surin. However, all the Mefarshim, including the Shach and the Gra, assume that this is A, should be treated as a deraisa if it's actually two minim, and B, even the Rama didn't mean to say that this is derabanan because of Hanan by Shari Surin. What did the Rama mean? The Rambam meant this is the Rabbanan because of min bimino. Now, the question is, why not learn the Ramah like I learned the Ramah? Why not say that the Ramah thinks this is the Rabbanan because Chanan Bishari Surin is the Rabbanan? Presumably they didn't explain it that way, because since the root question is the Oraisa, it's shrimp mixed with the fish, so since we look at where the question was created, and where the question was created, we basically have a Deoraisa Shaila. So then, like you said, even though in the end of the day, it's only going to be a Derabanan Shaila, because if you don't know Chanan, it's going to be Mutter. Nevertheless, they assumed that if it were actually treated as Min B'Shein Omino, you would have to be Machmir. And it must be that the Ramah was assuming that this is Min B'Mino somehow or another. And the Taz makes this type of point. Now, how could you possibly say that this is min bimino? In other words, if the Ramah is based off of, again, the way the Nosei Kalim learned the Ramah, the Shach and the Gra, that the Ramah is based off of min bimino, how could we possibly treat this as min bimino? So going back to Tzadi Ches, if you recall, there are two ways of understanding what min bimino is. The Ramah held basar shmaz linan, at least the Ramah kipshuto, and therefore, the Nosei Kalim say that the Ramah treated this as min bimino, lishitaso, because all fish are one min. Now, this gets back to a question we discussed in Simen Tzadi Ches, which is, how do you define shma? The simple understanding would have been, you call them flounder and trout and salmon and shrimp and lobster, and these are definitely different shemos. However, maybe if everything is dag, they're just different type of dagim, but they're all dag, so therefore this would be considered min echad, and therefore according to the Ramah it would be min bimino, and therefore since it's a derabanan, we could be mekel if we could equate this to nishbach. That's the way the Ramah is learned. However, what about if you go basar taima? Is there any possible way to treat this as min bimino? So the answer is, well, it will actually depend on what type of fish we're talking about. Most of the time it's true that catfish and flounder have two different tastes, catfish being non-kosher. However, there might be certain types of non-kosher fish that actually do have the same taste or almost identical taste as kosher fish. In fact, if you go to the OU fish buying guidelines, you will see that they recommend against buying fish without a hechsher, unless it's salmon. We'll leave aside the issues of the knife and the brine and the like. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. But let's say you know that it was cut with a clean knife, or actually relating to the Taz we'll get to shortly, maybe it was a dirty knife, but that only is going to make the first fish or couple of fish dirty, and therefore you would have bittel berov. So could you go ahead and go to ShopRite and buy the package of tilapia, right? Maybe, right? Tilapia is a kosher fish. The package says tilapia, so I'll assume it's kosher. Everybody's going to agree, if, you know, you actually could go and check for scales, so then you'll know it's kosher fish. But the ShopRite fish is descaled already. There's no fish. So it says tilapia. Could I assume it's tilapia? So the OU says you cannot, except for salmon. Why is salmon okay? Salmon's okay because there is no non-kosher fish that in any way resembles salmon. The Star K is actually machmir on that shaila, because a couple of years ago people got caught basically making fake salmon by feeding fish in a fish farm red food coloring, and that made their skin red looking, and therefore even salmon could be faked. But the OU investigated, they said, nah, it so doesn't look at all like salmon, no, it's not happening, and you're still okay. The cheaters have not yet perfected the fake salmon. Okay, so, but other than salmon, so there are fish that are not kosher that look and taste very similar to tilapia. And in fact, there are frauds that market this as non-kosher fish. So unless a person has a high level of expertise, right, if you have tefias ayin, a fishmonger could tell the difference between tilapia and fake tilapia. But a typical consumer will not be able to. So therefore, you should only buy fish with a hechsher, or where you actually are able to feel the scales, not without a hechsher. This is very important because we all now live in New York. There are countries or cities in the world that don't have fish, kosher fish markets, where it's important to know how to buy fish from a store. So another time we could talk about practically how that's done. There are ways to do that. But anyway, so according to the OU, there are actually instances where you could have min bimino, basar taimas linan, kosher and non-kosher fish together. So in that case, so maybe you could follow, you could say, use the logic of the Rama and treat this as a safek drabanan. And that's what the Rama is perhaps referring to. However, typically, assuming that it's going to be two different types of fish that are classified as min b'she'eno mino, so then one would have to be machmir. This svara of the Rama is not relevant. Then the Rama in Toras Chatos gives a third svara lahakel. What's the third svara? Based off of Simin Kuf Yud Aleph Siv Zayin, we already saw this referred to once, that things that are omed lehitzdares are treated as though they were already mixed together, at least if they belong to one person. The Shulchan Aruch there says, Hayukan shtei kdero shel heter, v'nafal iser letoch achas mehen, v'en yadua le'ez nafal, v'en ba'achas mehen, ba'achas kdei levata les iser. You have two barrels of heter. The iser falls into one of the two barrels, each one with 30 kazaisim, kazais of iser falls in. You don't know which one it falls into. So then, if they belong to one person, we could be makel. Lefi shekol shehein shal adam echad asid lisariv. So the Rama says we have the same thing over here. It's true that if we remember over here, we don't know whether the iser fish came out in the first batch or the second batch, right? Well, these two batches are omed litzariv. They belong to one person. You're about to finish pouring the second batch into the bowl, and therefore it should be mutter. However, here too, the Shach says we shouldn't be so quick to be lenient. Number one, that leniency, the Shach says, only applies if it's min bimino, not if it's min b'she'eno mino. So the Rama, l'shitaso, thinks that's a good tsushtel. But the Shach says, I, l'shitasi, think it's a lousy tsushtel. The reason number two of the Rama to compare it to Nishbach and reason number three to compare it to Omid Litzdarif both are false, assuming that you treat this as min b'she'eno mino. The Shach also says there's another reason not to be so accepting of this view, which is that l'chatchila over there in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, the Rama writes, shelo b'makom hafseid, we are not mekel. The Rama writes, hagav yesh machmirin dafilu ba'adam echad ein lahakel, l'tzorach hafseid yesh lahatir ba'adam echad. So we don't anyway like that kula so much, and therefore this reason is not so relevant. Then the Rama writes a very fascinating and perplexing thing. The Rama writes, and it's based off of the smag, that even those that are machmir for the beitzim or the dugim, you could be makil for the kli. The kli doesn't have to get hagala. Why? Hamidenu al cheskas heter. Now, l'chora, this is tamua, because if the fish are aser, the kli is aser. If the fish are mutter, the kli is mutter. Let's assume right now we're within the opinion of Rabbeinu Baruch, right? Because that's what he's saying. He's saying even the machmirim, not like the Rash, even the machmirim like Rabbeinu Baruch, are going to be makel for the kli. Well, I don't understand. If you think the fish are aser because the iser fish remained in the second batch, so then the kli is aser. If the kli is mutter, there's no way for the fish to be aser. So how could you say that there's a chazaka on the kli, but no chazaka on the fish? If anything, you could have argued there's more of a chazkas heter on the food. Because remember, we talked about before in Simen Tzadi Ches, whether we apply chazakos to dine ta'arovos. We saw that there are some achronim and maybe even some rishonim that do apply chazaka. And l'chora, we said that their logic is because Tam ki'ikr is a chalos, whether you learn like Reb Chaim, or you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, or the like, and therefore there's a cheskes heter that chalos wasn't chal. The pashup shot is for Kalim, that's not true. It's not a chalos on the kli. If the kli is balua b'iser, then it's aser, if not. It's not like there's a chalos. According to Rabbi Shechter, maybe there's a chalos based off of that ra'ah on the iser shtamshus b'kalim. But the pashup shot is that if anything, there's more of a reason to say a cheskas heter on the food than the kli. Pashup shot is they should be treated the same way. And therefore, what is the Rama talking about when he switches or he splits. So the basis of the Ramah is from the Maharil, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. It's cited partially in Shach, Sifkat, and Beis. The Maharil, Taka, asked this question, what is the reason to distinguish between them? And he answers that, well, after a day, after it's Eino Ben Yomo, there'll be no potential Isser D'Oraisa on the clay. And therefore, there's more of a reason to be Mako. So seemingly, what this Maharil is assuming is that we don't say Safik D'Oraisa, Shenizgalga, Leo Safik D'Rabbanan, Sfeiko Asa. We already mentioned before that most opinions opine, and this is in fact what we pass in Lahalacha, that if you have a Safik Isser D'Oraisa, so obviously you have to be Machmir, Sfeiko D'Oraisa L'Chomer, you can't eat that food. Now let's say I put that food on a plate, and now it's 24 hours later. So, can I say that I could use the plate, misafek? Because at this point, what's the reason why I can't use the plate? It's a din de rabbanan. What's the din? We don't use kelim she'enem b'nei yoman, atu ben yoman. So, safek de rabbanan lakula. Since the whole iser is misafek, even if it was aser, there's only an iser de rabbanan in the plate. So I should be able to be makel on the plate because of safek de rabbanan lakula. So we paskin that you can't. Why not? Safik d'oraisa, something that was originally a safik d'oraisa, shenizgalga liyos safik d'rabbanan, and in its current permutation is only a din d'rabbanan, iser d'rabbanan, we are machmir. We gave three reasons for why that might be true. Is it because of kamdina? Is it because we can't split? Different reasons. We talked about nafkaminas, Rabbi Kiv Eger's nafkamina, and the like, b'shaito, when we discussed this. But it seems that the Maharil, and the Prima Gadim more or less makes this point, does not hold of that. This principle of Safik D'Oraisa Shenizgalga Liyos Safik D'Rabbanan is not Mefurash and Shas anywhere. So when the Prima Gadim says that you could be Mekel on the Kli and not on the food, he's saying that, look, after 24 hours on the Kli, we could be Mekel or rely on the Chazaka D'Meikara because it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, whereas on the food, when you're dealing with a Safik D'Oraisa, so according to Rabbeinu Baruch, you'd have to be Machmir. That's l'chora what the Maharil seems like he's saying, and that's the basis of this distinction. It's quoted by the Shach. The Maharil also has a second svara, which is a very interesting svara. He says, at least by the eggs, it's e'afshar shelo nesu chelak mehen. And therefore you can't put them on the chezkas heter, because at least some of them are vada yisr. It's compared to Shnei Shvilim. We know Bebo Lishol Bevas Achas. The halacha is that by Shnei Shvilim, so even though, technically speaking, you have a Cheskas Tahara, and therefore you should really be Mekel, and that's why in Bo Lishol Bezachar Zeh Shneim Tahorim, but Bo Lishol Bevas Achas, we're Machmir, because we can't paskin atarti desasri. It's a klal in dinei hara. Even if you have a cheskas heter or a cheskas tahara, you can't use your cheskas tahara to paskin atarti desasri. Now the Maharil compares that case to here. How is it comparable? Because some of the eggs are vadei aser. We don't know how many. We don't know if it's rov or if it's a miut, but some of them, why? Either through iruy or because it's davar gush or something like that. Let's assume because of the Iroi, so some of the eggs became Aser. Now it's true, maybe not enough to make them all Aser, but we can no longer say we'll put each and every egg on a Chezkas Heter, Chezkas Tahara, because that will certainly be wrong with respect to some of the eggs. And therefore Chazaka is not a reason to be Mekel. Mash'im came for the Kli, maybe the Kli's mutter, maybe the Kli's aser. If the eggs, the Isser egg came out towards the beginning, the Kli is mutter. If the Isser egg came out towards the end, the Kli's aser. We don't have a Vadai Psak Shel Sheker, and therefore you could use the Chazaka. So that's the difference between the Chazaka on the Ochel and the Chazaka on the food. So this is also a very Klaliistic point, which we'll actually get back to Ezra Hashem a little later in a different context, so keep that in mind. Okay, now, the Taz in Sifkat and Hay deals with a new scenario, What about, until now we've been talking about what's the halacha if you pour out the eggs. What about if you spoon them out one at a time? Does that change things? Now we'll talk about this taz for a couple of minutes because it's a very difficult taz. Very, very difficult to figure out what's going on here. So the taz says that even if you hold like the Rash, if you spoon out the eggs one at a time, you have to be machmir. Why? Because we should be concerned that maybe you spooned out the Isser egg first or towards the beginning. Now let's say there's 100 eggs, 99 Heter, 1 Isser. And let's say I spooned out the Isser one towards the beginning, right? Number 1, number 10, number 20. So let's say it was number 20. Okay. So then the spoon becomes Aser Machmas the egg, and the spoon will Aser the next 60 eggs. So it turns out that Rov are Isser, 60 Aser, 40 Mutter. So therefore, if you spoon them out, it's Aser. When was the Rash Mako? When we could say Isura Beruba Isa? And therefore, let's assume that the Isser was with the Rov. But that doesn't help here. Here I spooned them out one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And therefore the eggs become Aser via the spoon, and it's Aser.
Tell me, the eggs become Aser more than 60?
No, it's impossible for it to aser more than 60 eggs. Because how could one egg aser more than 60? But if you
only up to
60 eggs, but if we have 100 total eggs, 60 are aser, you're stuck. Okay. How aser will these eggs be, right? So this goes into the question of how you're taking them out. Let's assume for the moment that, let's assume it's a spoon, since he says kaf. We'll get back to this question shortly, exactly how you're taking the eggs out when we get to the shach at the end of the sif, simin. But let's assume you're doing it. So if you put the egg, if you spoon the eggs out, if we assume like the taz, and we'll see here at the end of our simin that most accept this, so then the spoon will have the din of a kli rishon because you're putting it into the pot, and therefore it would aser the entire egg. Or you're saying because it's balua, but so then it depends. You're saying there's rotef, good. So it asers the entire egg. Okay. So the first, so the 60 eggs after the iser egg was taken out will become aser, and therefore the taz will be machmir. Now, here we still have a question, which is I don't understand the taz at all. Why don't I still say isura beruba isa? Which means that I'm spooning out the eggs one at a time, right? 100 eggs. So I'm going to always assume, according to the Rash, that the Isser's with the Rov. So the egg that I take out first, mutter, Isser's with the Rov. Egg that I take out second, Isser's with the Rov, right? I'm going to keep the Isser with the Rov. And therefore, the Svara of the Rash should still apply. So the Prima Gadim here says, no, really here you're stuck mimanafshach, because like this. If I said the egg stayed towards the end, so then all the eggs became usher in the pot, because there wasn't shishim. And if I say I took it out at the beginning, so then I'm stuck because the spoon ushered them. So man of shach, I'm stuck. Now the Taz admits that the Prima Gadim admits that this is not explicit in the Lashon of the Taz. He writes that it's a Tsas Lashono Koshi Havana, but that's the way the Prima Gadim explains the Taz. The Prima Gadim says, if you spoon out the eggs, even the Rash is going to be Machmir. Why? Manafshach, you're going to have certainly Rov Isser, and maybe even all of them Aser. Good. So that is the Prima Gadim. Now, the problem with this explanation, though it does seem to make a lot of sense, Yossi's about to tell me why it doesn't make sense, but it seemed to me that it made a lot of sense, except it can't possibly be the correct understanding of the Taz, or the Isser V'Heter, which is the source of this halacha. Why not? Because the continuation of the Taz, as well as the Isser V'Heter, is about to say why we should be makel here because of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. If we're only dealing with a potential Isser D'Rabbanan, let's say it's blood in the egg, and let's assume blood in the egg is only D'Rabbanan, the Taz says, or the Isser V'Heter says. So the Isser V'Heter says, maybe you should be makel here because of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, Kamash Malan, no, the Issa Vatra says, since it's Ke'in Deraisa Tikkun, we're Machmir, we'll figure out what that means in a moment. The Taz says, well, no, that's not a good reason, we have to be Machmir because we really treat blood and eggs as Deraisa, v'chulei v'chulei. But if you assume that Manavshach you're stuck, or Mamanavshach you have Rov Isser, like the Pri Megadim assumes, so then what room is there to be lenient based off of Safik Derabanan Lakula? Manavshach you have Rov Isser. So it seems to me that the Taz must be talking about a case. Now, why his Mamanavshach doesn't work, I don't know. But for some reason, we must be talking about a case where, at the very least, This makes it a suffix, and he's saying since it's a suffix, so even the Rash would be Moda, except if it's the Rabbanan, and even in this case, for some reason, as he's going to explain, and we'll talk about in one moment, the principle of suffix, Rabbanan, Lakula won't apply. Yeah, Yosef.
How would you be able to help? If we spend 100 in one egg, so then when I move 50 eggs over, I assume that...
Correct. You're stuck
when I move 51 over, so I assume it's over, and then last 50 will come straight.
Yes, so. I agree. So you're saying you don't even need to come on to the Man of Shachle Pim Gadim, you still don't have Yisur
Berubi. You're never going to end up with...
So that's what you want to explain is the Pshat Nataz. Good. So I think that's a good explanation, which is why he thinks maybe it's Safik Derabanan, you could be Mako. Good. So I agree. Now, so let's leave it like Yosef's explanation. So right now we're not going to read the Taz like the Pri Megadim. We'll read it like Yosef. Good. So now the Taz asks a very interesting question. The Issa Vatra asks an interesting question, which is, we should be able to be makel here if we're only dealing with an Issa Derabanan. Now, blood in eggs, the Issa Vatra is assuming is only an Issa Derabanan. It's not real blood, or it's not the type of blood that the Torah assert. And therefore, maybe you should say Safek Derabanan Lakula. And the Issa Vatra says, no, we don't say that. Why? Called Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en De'oraisa Tikkun. Why? La'achar Shenoda Bevadai Isser Pam Achas. Ein L'chalek Ben Sveika Derabanan L'Sveika Isser De'oraisa. So the Issa Vatra seems to be saying that when do we say Safek Derabanan L'kula? When we don't know if there's any Isser. If I'm misupik, maybe Isser, maybe there's Isser here, maybe there's no Isser here, I could say Safek Derabanan Lakula. Here, where at least some of the eggs became Asser, so, or maybe, the way the Zer Zahav, which is the commentary on the Isser Vatra, explains it is, here, where the spoon Vadei became Asser, why did the spoon Vadei become Asser? Because even if you imagine that the treif egg was the last one to come out, okay, but the spoon became Asser, so therefore, I don't know if you have to say it this way, but the way the Zer Zahav says it is, we're machzikin tuma lemafreya. Since basically you have here a chazkat, the way the Zer Zahav explains it is, you have a chazkas heter on the spoon, you have a chazaka de meikara de heter on the spoon, right, started off the spoon was kosher, you have a chazaka de hashta leisser on the spoon, because at the very least, at the end of the day, after you've taken out all 100 eggs, by then, this spoon is surely aser. So, if it was a sveka deraisa, so you have to be machmir, the two chazakos cancel each other out. If it's a safek derabanan, maybe you would have thought that also the two chazakos cancel each other out, you could be mekel. No, since there's vadai isser here, we don't apply the principle of safek derabanan lakula, and therefore, you have to be machmir misafek. That's what the Issa Vatra says. The Taz says this is wrong. How do I know it's wrong? From the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza tries to figure out why Beitza Shinol de Biantav is Asr at the beginning, and there are a number of theories. One of the theories, the earlier theories, is it's Asr either Gzeira de Rabbanan because of Peres HaNoshrim or because of Muksa. Now the Gemara asks a question, how could you say that this Beitza is only Asr mid Rabbanan because of Peres HaNoshrim? The Braisa says, Sveiko Asr. If Sveiko Asr, so we should apply Safik de Rabbanan Lakula. And therefore the Gemara later on comes on to other reasons, but the Taz says, according to the Issa Vatra, that's not a good question. Why? Once you know there's Vada Yisr, what did the Issa Vatra say? We never apply Safik Derabanan Lakula. Well, over there, I can make the following ukimta. I can come up with a case where there's Vada Yisr. How so? Let's say two eggs. One was Nol de Biantif, one wasn't Nol de Biantif. And I just don't know if this one was the one that was Nol de Biantif, or it got switched up for a different one that wasn't Nol de Biantif. Now, if you hold, like, the...
You said
Isser v'heter, I would have to say Safik d'Rabbanan l'hachmir, because it's Vada Yisser. And yet, the Gemara says, Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula, must be the Isser v'heter is wrong, even when you know there's Vada Yisser, we still say Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula. That's the kasha of the Taz. How do we answer the kasha? So the Zerzav says, no, not a kasha. Even the Isser v'heter was only machmir if it's a din d'Rabbanan sheish lo ikra min haTorah. Because what was the reason that this vetter gave to for the chumrah? He said, kein deraisa tikkun. That's only if there is a kein deraisa. So dam and eggs is kein deraisa of dam that the Torah assert. But peiros hanoshrim, muksa, there's no kein deraisa there because it's ein lo ikra min haTorah. In that case, even the iser vetter agrees, we say fatavik derabanan l'kula. The shach gives a different answer. The Nekudas HaKasef, the Shach gives two answers. Number one, he says that that Kasha from Beitza isn't a good Kasha. Why? In the case of Beitza, so if it turned out that the Muksa egg got switched up with a different egg, so there's no Isser Lefanacha. I have one egg in front of me. It's true. Maybe this is the Aser egg. Maybe the Aser egg got switched up. This is a Mutter egg. But in front of me, there's still only one egg. That's not where the Isser v'heter would be machmir. When is Isser v'heter machmir? When I have Isser in front of me, Vaday Isser in front of me, then I can't say Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula. But if I don't have Isser in front of me, so then I do say Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula. That's answer one of the Shach. Answer number two in the Nekudas HaKasef is a very far-reaching answer. He writes that Ein l'damos hasfeiko zeh l'zeh, the Ashkechan Tuvi Sveke Derabanan. What does he mean? So this idea is elaborated upon at the very end of Klali Sveik Sveika of the Shach. Over there, Klali Sveik Sveika are half about Klali Sveik Sveika and half about Klali Safik Derabanan Lakula. Starting from about Yud Zayin till the end are Safik Derabanan Lakula. And after having told you all the reels, Barichos Rabba, he says, you know what? Both with respect to Sveik Sveikas and with respect to Safik d'Rabbanan, this isn't child's play, and really, you shouldn't ever apply this principle unless it's mefurish. He writes over there, Kasav Rabbeinu Baruch beperka choletz, it's good you're here, de'askechan bekama mili d'Rabbanan de'ika sveike d'azlinan behu l'chumra. In the end of the day, as the Shach shows, that despite this principle of Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula, there are lots of exceptions. And it's very hard to know what the exceptions are. The rules are very complex, and therefore you should never say Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula unless it's mamish, the case in Shas. And he writes, V'chein kasav shar achronim bekama mekomos, not just Rabbeinu Baruch. So the Shach over here employs this rule as well. He says that it's true, the Taz, you think you have a kasha from Beitza. Well, this Avatar is right, because Ein L'damos Feikos D'Rabbanan Zulazu. Okay, that's a very big chumrah, which we might not accept. Bezras Hashem, when we do Simen Kuf Yud, we'll note that not everybody, you'll see the poskim very frequently employing Safik D'Rabbanan L'kula, sometimes in interesting and novel ways, but at least that's what the Shach maintained. Now, just to take one step back, though, to the Iker Machlokes between the Isser V'heter and the Taz. Because this is actually a very fundamental machlokas. Again, the Isser v'heter says, any time there's Vaday Isser here, we can't apply the principle of Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula. And the Taz says, no, you always apply Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula.
How would it impact on Isser v'heter?
So one question is if what's their halacha says a chazaka, or what if there's Vaday chazaka? What if there's Vaday Isser? So let's give an example. The halacha is, and if you want to take a look at this, it's in Kali Sveik Sveik al HaShach Klal Yud Zayin. If you have an Isser D'Rabbanan, like Beitzas Nevela, that's not Batel, let's say, because it's Davar Chashev, right? We'll see that we Paskin eggs are Davar Chashev, they're not Batel. So that's true, even if you have an Isser D'Rabbanan. Now, why don't I say that, okay, so it's true, Davar Chashev isn't Batel, so we won't say bittel v'rov, so at least it's only a suffik. So I don't need rov, all I need is suffik, and suffik d'Rabbanan is l'kula. So the answer is that we don't say suffik d'Rabbanan l'kula, because ikba yisura, or maybe ischazik yisura is relevant, we'll Bezos Hashem, we do Simin Kofiyot, we'll get to all the details of the rules. But once you keep that in mind, so you'll see that the Isser Vehetter's jump, it's not the same exact case, but it's actually very similar to a case where everybody agrees you don't say Safek Drabanan Lakula. Even Itaz agrees in that case that we don't say Safek Drabanan Lakula. So this idea that certain knowledge of the presence of an Isser Drabanan is a at least potential reason not to say Safek Drabanan Lakula is something that everybody agrees to some degree. And then the question is, where do you apply this rule? And so Bezos Hashem, we'll get back to this in Simin Kuf Yud. But when you think of it from that perspective, the Chiddush of the Isser Vehetter is actually not so different than something that we've already been assuming. Now, how do we paskin on the Shaila? So the Prima Gadim says we're Mekel like the Taz. He says even though the Shachin and Nekudas HaKesef is Miyashiv, the Kash of the Taz, we still paskin like the Taz. So again, the details here, this is really Shalob and Makomo. Simin Kuf Yud is the proper place to do this, but just Lahayir, that is a very, this is a very fascinating machlokas. Yeah.
But then we run into the problem that we're paskin that something that one is not mimicked by his chazak is too much. I just think these two.
The answer to that is, yeah.
Because he's not going to shut the as of doing. Because he says that there is not necessarily this chazak is too much because it might be mutter, because there might be shishin. Please know that this is a doer, but it might not be.
And that's why the Taz doesn't say Schasik Yisura, or the Yisra Vatar. Good. Fascinating. Okay, yeah.
In the game that the Dirk and Yisra Vatar, something, why is it called with the Kaf?
That's a good question. I don't know why the Zerzav says it with the Kaf.
No, simply, the Bechor, that's what Shaf is, it's so. I mean, you have to use the Kaf, because the Hag itself is part of a...
That's, you're saying that's why the Zerzav comes onto the Kaf, because of that. Yeah, okay.
The Kaf is the Zikr.
I hear. I hear. Okay, good. One small point that we left open last time, just to go back to, which is we said that one case, let's say, where there will be a difference between the Riva or like this. Let's assume for a moment that the Rabbeinu Baruch is only Mekel if you poured out the liquid. So what is the reason for the Riva to be Machmir in that case? So there are a number of reasons that are given to understand the Riva. From the Shach, which I still didn't... Did you find it?
Oh, no, you're right, because he said that... The reason the Rabbeinu Baruch was, he said, it's a
the Riva disagrees. Yep. So from the Shach, it sounds like the Svara for the Riva is because the Riva disagrees with the principle of Ein Balua Yotze Balo Rotev. And the truth is that there are other Rishonim that do explicitly reject this. If you remember, the Darkei Moshe, Simin Sadi Beis, Sifkatan Tes, quotes that the Shari Dura from In the Name of the Mordechai disagrees with the principle of Ein Balua Yotze Balo Rotev. So one way to understand the Riva is he disagrees with Ein Balua Yotze Balo Rotev. The Bach explains that the Riva disagrees with Ein Hanesar. And Memela, if you hold of Hanan, the Dagim Shebalu Isser are going to be Kegufa Isser, and they are Oser the Shar, they're Oser the rest. This is Ke'en, like what the Ran says, by Hanan Bebasar B'chalav, at the very least, right? That we don't hold of Ein HaNesar. Once something becomes Aser Al Tzchanan, we treat it as true Nevela, and therefore, if you believe that the Riva holds of Hanan, he doesn't hold of Ein HaNesar. We talked about in the last Simin that this, in fact, might be a Machlokas Rishonim, so that would also explain the Riva. And finally, the third explanation is given by the Yad Yehuda, and he says this is an idea that a number of you mentioned during this year last time, which is that there's definitely going to be some rotev, right? If you drain out your fish, so they're not going to become dry all of a sudden. It's true, there won't be an accumulation of fish juice, but there'll be some, and the Riva holds that this little amount of rotev will be able to cause the fish that became aser to aser the fish that did not yet become aser. Now, if so, it would be interesting, because then Rabbeinu Baruch would be learning like the Chavos Das. If you recall, the Chavos Das maintained that, and this was generally agreed upon, at least by food, that the principle of ein rotev, ein balua yotze bila rotev, from food to food, applies even if there is a little bit of rotev. Why? He proved that from the fact that we apply it to two things that are roasted next to each other, where usually two things roasted next to each other, there's going to be, it's not like a steak, right, when it's being roasted, it's dry. So therefore, there's going to be a little rotev, and still a little bit of rotev is not enough to cause balua to be yotze. That was the view of the Chavos Das. So according to the Ad Yehuda, that's goofa what they're arguing about. A little bit of rotev. So Rabbeinu Baruch holds like the Chavos Das, and the Riva does not. Okay. Sif Beis. So Sif Beis, we already discussed when we did Simen Kuf Gimel. If you recall from Simen Kuf Gimel, the Shari Dura held that were choshesh that zvuvim are no sein tam l'shvach. There were either two explanations of that, either because he held like Rosh Sheshes, that since the Torah asered it, didn't really matter if it's no sin, if it's pugum, and yet the Torah asered it, so the Torah doesn't care. It's an exception to the rule of Ein Ruah L'Ger, and therefore not only on its own is it asr to eat, even though it tastes bad, but even if it goes into something else, we're not going to apply the principle of no sin tam l'fgam. Alternatively, the Shari Dura is simply saying that just, how do you know flies taste bad? Did you taste it? No. You're assuming it tastes bad because nafshu shel adam katza b'hem. Everybody says, ugh, flies, gross, right? So you can't just assume that people, that something actually is no sein tam l'fgam into food just because people are katza mehem. And therefore, you have to treat, until you know at the very least, otherwise you're going to have to treat a fly as no sein tam l'shvach when it comes to blios. Now, the tour in our simen seems to be so same l'hachmir, like this position, that flies are considered no sein tam l'shvach. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis writes that we paskin l'hakel, and the Rama agrees, and the Shach notes that even though there are many, many poskim that are machmir on Nishayla, the Rama writes that the minig pashut is lahakel. Okay, so we're going to be mako and treat flies as no sein tam lefgam. There's actually a problem because there's a somewhat of a stira in the tour, right? In the Beis Yosef points this out. In Simen Kuf Dalid, he was so same like the Rashba lahakel, and here he's so same in Simen Kuf Zayin like the Shari Dura Lahachmir. The Beis Yosef thinks that the Iker is Lahakel like the Rashba Bedas Atur, and in Simen Kuf Zayin he's just bringing that Chita, even though he's so same Kedvarav, that's not really his true opinion. Okay. However, yeah.
Isn't the Shach say
we should be Machmir? The Shach writes to be Machmir. The Minig is to be Mako. Okay. Now, what about, a very important question comes up here with respect to the spoon. Okay, the Darkei Moshe writes the following. Let's say we're not talking about a fly, so that everybody will agree there's no out through no sin tam lefgam. Let's say we're talking about shrimp, right? So a piece of shrimp falls into your chicken soup. I don't know how, but it does. Okay, good. So now you take it off with a spoon. So you have a problem. What's the problem? When you take it out with the spoon becomes treif. Now, let's say I should kosher the spoon, right? But without koshering the spoon, I forgot about it. I didn't know I had to. And I put the spoon back into the pot. So the question is, how much becomes asar? So everybody's going to say that the size of the shrimp, the size of the shrimp, assuming it's smaller than the spoon, will become asar. So let's assume that the shrimp, small shrimp, 0.1 ounces, one of those mini shrimps. So, you know, the kinds people use for fishing. So, you guys don't know of such things.
I use a little mackerel.
You use mackerel. Oh, that's fancy schmancy.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. There we go. Well, it's much better because there's a whole shayla of the, you know, if you use worms and it's in the digestive, you know, so very better to use mackerel. Okay, good. Let's say you used the mini shrimps. That's what we used to use it growing up. So now don't see this as endorsing fishing or not endorsing, or not talking about fishing. So we used to use little mini shrimps. Okay, so now you're cooking your shrimp. You're cooking your kosher fish that you bought, and one of the shrimps falls in. Take it out with a spoon. Great. Then, without thinking about it, you put the spoon back in. So what's the halacha? Good. Says the Darkei Moshe, in sarach l'sha'er shishim keneged kol akaf, rak neged ha'iser shehotzi bo, delo aminan gabe kli chanam, Kemoshin is barley el and simin tzadiches. That's Sifkat and Hay in the Darkei Moshe. Says the Darkei Moshe that at least the Torah's view here is the following. The Torah says that you would need, assuming you had 60 keneged, the 0.1 ounces of this little mini shrimp, right? So the spoon at most could have only absorbed 0.1 ounce of tam shrimp. And therefore, if you had shishim keneged that 0.1 ounce, if you had 6 ounces of soup in your pot, you're fine. Great. That's what the Darkei Moshe writes is the view of the tour. And the Darkei Moshe here is Lashitaso from Simin Tzadiches. If you recall, the Darkei Moshe and Simin Tzadiches maintained that the tour paskind like Rabbeinu Ephraim, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you say Hanan by Shari Surin, but also like the Ramban, that you don't say Hanan by Blios. So yes, you say Hanan by Shari Surim, so why do you only need 0.1 ounces in the spoon? Because the Torah held like the Ramban. If you recall from Tzadiches, there's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban, whether we say Hanan in Blios. Now we're not talking here about the Hanan in the Charsis HaKli, we're not talking about the Kli, the metal, the wood, forget about that for now. We're talking about the Blios in the Kli, right? We assume that Kalim are full of Blios, generally speaking. So, if you hold like the Rashba, and you held of Hanan by Shari Surin, happens to be the Rashba doesn't hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, but let's say you paskin Hanan by Shari Surin, and you hold of the Rashba, so then this 0.1 ounce shrimp will make 6 ounces of the spoon aser, because we say Hanan by Blios, assuming it's a big spoon, a big metal ladle, 6 ounces. So now, up to 6 ounces could become usser, right? Why? The ladle is full of blios shalheter. The shrimp now ossers the ladle, and therefore the whole ladle, or up to 6 ounces of the ladle will become usser, in which case you'd need shishim keneged 6 ounces, if you learn like the Rashba, if you put the ladle back in, not 60 keneged 0.1 ounce. Good. But the Ramban says, no, we don't say Hanan by Blios in a Kli. And therefore, it would be mutter, even if you held of Hanan by Shari Surin, as long as you had Shishim Keneged, the 0.1 ounce, you're set. That was the Machlokas and Simin Tzadiches. The Darkei Moshe said that, how did the Tur Paskin? He held of Hanan by Shari Surin, he also Paskin like the Ramban, and therefore, that's the explanation of our Tur. Okay? The Mechaber would disagree. The Mechaber held that the Tur Paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim, therefore he could theoretically hold like the Rashba, which is the way the Mechaber learned the Tur in Simin Tzadiches. Wonderful. All that is great until you read the Rama in our Simin. Why? Because the Rama writes in Sif Beis, V'imlakach im hadag imakaf dag tame min akdera, Oshar davar she'enu pogem. Asur la'asir akaf l'kedera. Then echzira otzar shishim min akedera neged ha'isr. The law neged akaf. Says the Rama, you need shishim keneged what? The 0.1 ounces. Not shishim keneged the 6 ounces. The Rama here seems to be so same like the Ramban. Now it was fine to say that b'das ha'tur, but that's not the psak of the Rama. In Simin Tzadiches, the Rama paskin like the Rashba. It would seem that we have a mefurish stira in the Rama. So we have no choice, says the Shach, says the Gra, but to make a shvacha ukimta, We have to say that what's the Rama talking about? A brand new spoon. In a hanami, if you had an old spoon, or a spoon that was used before, at least ben yomo, so then taka, the Rama would agree that you need shishim keneged, the 6 ounces. But we're talking here about a new spoon, brand new spoon, no blios in it whatsoever, and therefore you only need shishim keneged, the 0.1 ounce of the shrimp. Now, the Prima Gadim says that's all fine and dandy, but impossible. Why? Because who cares that the spoon was new? When I stuck the spoon into the soup, it now is bolea soup. It's full of blios. When I take it out, it all becomes usur. You see, by the way, parenthetically, that everybody here in our siman seems to be so same like the Taz, that we treat a ladle like a kli rishon. From the Isser V'Heter, the Shach Sifkat and Zayin, and the Gros Sifkat and Ches, you see that that's the assumption, like the Taz in Simen Sadi Beis Sifkat and Lamed that we mentioned earlier. Okay, great, so the spoon is a Kli Rishon, but the problem is that the spoon is no longer Chadash, the spoon is full. So if it said, you know, you took out the fly with tongs, with chopsticks, you like carefully, you know, the shrimp was floating on top, and you carefully took it out without getting any soup, so fine. So then I could understand saying it's a kaf chadash, but it's a kaf. Kaf means spoon. If it was fork, fine. Maybe you could get a fork out. You could stab it with the fork. But it says spoon. So this is a very shver shaila. How so one answer we could say is what you're saying, the Prima Gadim. This goes back to Rabbi Willow Shtickel. The Prima Gadim, right, in not here. Here the Prima Gadim gives a different answer. The Prima Gadim in Sadi Dalid Ches, in the Sifsei Das, gives the answer that you're suggesting. He says, look, you go in really fast, by the time, right, I don't want to keep my shrimp in longer than possible, right? So I zoop, take it in and out. By the time I get my spoon out of the pot, it's not even Yatzo lettuce bow, so there's no blios of soup in it. Problem is, then there's no blios of shrimp in it either. Oh, so you'll say the Marshal. The Marshal will tell you that the shrimp is Dover Gush, so therefore that will usher the spoon even after I take it out. Except what? Who are you talking about? The Rama. Rama did not like that Marshal, right? So that's not going to be a good explanation. So
but the, you're holding the shrimp in the spoon, you can just stick it in. You know, like, the shrimp's in the spoon.
It's a cliché. Right? If you hold to the Marshal, assuming the spoon, if you hold like, if the spoon got hot in the pot, so then we could say like the Taz, the spoon's a Kli Rishon. Great, there'll be blios even according to the Rama. Right? But if you're going to say, no, the spoon didn't become a Kli Rishon, because when I took it out of the, when it was in the pot, it was cold. I took it out of the pot before it got hot. So then, how does the shrimp asser the spoon? So if you hold like the Marshal, Nicha, but the Rama does not hold the Marshal. What? It would two marshals, great. But that's not going to be a good explanation for the Rama. So the Prima Gadim is mamish forced between a rock place and a rock and a hard place. Good. Also a hard place and a rock. Right. Okay. So the Prima Gadim is really stuck. He says we have no choice but to make the ukimta that you manage to remove the shrimp with a spoon without putting the spoon in the pot. Now, how that works, not sure. Suppose you sort of like nudge it with the spoon to the edge and sort of like scoop it out with the walls. Somehow or another, you managed to get something with a spoon out of a pot without putting the spoon in the pot. Al karchacha, that's what you're talking about. How else are you going to learn the shach? Yeah.
Even that doesn't sound because it's still not a Kli Rishon to be bolea from the.
So she's saying, even how does that help? It's a Kli Rishon to be bolea from the spoon because you put it in long enough to go. I don't know. The Zaya turns it into a Kli Rishon. I have no idea. Then you're stuck again, right? Because then, yeah, I don't know. Then it wouldn't be a Kli Chadash. I don't know. I don't understand how this Prima Gadda makes any sense. However, the Badei HaShulchan has an einfald to answer this shach. And it's a l'shitaso, and even makes the Prima Gadim l'shitaso, because the Prima Gadim doesn't like his einfald. If you remember from Simen Sadi Ches, Sif Dalet, the Rama wrote the following. Isser shen is batel b'kedera, v'siru misham, v'nafa l'kedera cheres, tzarech lachzor levatlo b'shishim neged kulo, v'chein liolam. Okay, so you have some Isser that falls into pot one, then it falls into pot two, falls into pot three, falls into pot four, liolam vad, you always need shishim. Aval, im nafa l'kedera rishona beis pa'amim, Ein sarich rak shishim pamachas kenegdo. So everybody asks, that doesn't make sense. If you're going to hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, we should be choshish for the following, which we are choshish lagabi kederish shni and shlishis. What are we choshish for? We're choshish that maybe it was polate itself, its own tam, reabsorbed the heter tam, the soup, was nas in the veil, and that's how it could aser kalim ad infinity, right? So if that's true, so just like we say that legabe the second pot, we should say legabe the first pot. Why don't you need base pot mim shishim in the first pot as well? So the Gra over there wrote, this is again Simen Sadi Ches, Sif Katan Chaf. The Gra writes, Vatam hu deha oso balua have bikedera min bimino, the chiagavno kmua deoraisa beruba. Since legabe the pot, it's the same thing. It's chicken soup and chicken soup. And midiraisa min b'minos batel b'rov. So ukumua adiraisa, a one-time exception. We don't go ahead and treat this like other things. Says the Badi Ashulchan. So if the grah is right there, the grah could be right over here. What is the spoon balua with? If it's new, it's balua with the chicken soup. So it's going to be min b'mino. It's batel. So therefore, even though, yes, taka fully absorbed chicken soup, but that chicken soup, you're not going to need shishim kenegdo, just like the iser itself that falls in pamayim, the chicken soup falls in pamayim, and therefore, it's going to be mutter if you learn like the Gra. And he says, why didn't the Prima Gadim say this? Because the Prima Gadim over there didn't like that answer. He has a whole nother answer over there. Didn't like the Gra. So that's the Badi Ashulchan's Einfeld. That goes back to a machlokes rishonim, but how you treat things with blios as iser or heter, the same thing or not, right? So in Tzadichas we discussed this, but the answer is, for our purposes, no. Still, it's chicken soup bitam shrimp. Correct. Okay. So ad kan simin kuf zayin.